Good afternoon. Thank you and welcome to our 9-month 2019 analyst briefing presentation. I will hand it over to our new CEO, Pak Yasushi Itagaki, for some opening remarks.
Sure. Selamat sore. Selamat datang, members of analysts. Welcome to Bank Danamon's third quarter financial results announcement. Thank you for coming here. It is my great pleasure to meet with each one of you as first time as President Director of Bank Danamon since my appointment back on October 1st at our extraordinary meeting for shareholders. Taking this opportunity, I'm pleased to introduce to you the new members of our board of directors. The first, Park Hongo Wijoyo Kamasto as Vice President Director. Thank you. Next, Park Muyono Chandra as our Chief Financial Officer and Director. And third, Park Naoki Mizoguchi as Global Alliance Strategy Director. By the way, all of us, all of these appointments, including myself, are subject to fulfillment of regulatory requirements. Is that? Yeah.
Thank you, Payas. Yeah. Without further ado, I will hand it over to Pak Mulyono Chandra to take us through the financial results.
Good afternoon, everyone. We would like to report, actually, we have a strong growth on the, we go through to the page number one. We strong growth on the funding to support the loan expansion. Our granular funding, CASA and TD regular, increased by 14% year on year. TD regular represent low ticket size of TD and book through our branches or online. And generally, lower cost of fund. We are talking about like 50 to 70 basis point lower than deposit cap. We continue focusing on institutional CASA growth initiative through FSC, payroll and digital banking and partnerships. RIM is very healthy at 97.4%. All key engines showing a healthy growth, excluding micro, loan and trade grew 9% year on year. Mortgage and auto register grow 20% and 8% respectively. EB and NSE SME increased 10% year on year, enhanced by MUFG collaborations. We would like to share that the successful operation integration following legal merger with BMP, 33 branches converted into Danamon network. Next, on the 9 month summary of our balance sheet showing 10% increase on the asset year on year. Next, the 9 month 2019, our NPAT 2,596 billion, or lower 15% year on year, mainly due to NIM compression and higher cost of credit. OPEC is well under control. So going forward, any interest rate cut will benefit us, and therefore we expect the our NIM is getting better. Next, on the key ratio, while NIM on year basis declined due to the reason mentioned previously, on the Q-on-Q basis, we start to see some improvement. CASA ratio is slightly lower compared to last year, but again, continue to improve each quarter. As I mentioned, RIM is healthy at 97.4%. NPL slightly increased from 3% to 3.2%. The condition, however, is projected to improve in Q4 2019 as a result of the various initiatives launched between Q1 and Q3 2019. CAR still very strong.